Coach's Insight continues here on CARE 93.7, talking Oskaloosa basketball. Pleased to be joined now by girls head coach, that is Lindsay Newell. It is presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Lindsay, appreciate the time as always. Coming off a loss earlier this week on Tuesday, close game, 37-30 against the good Moore Hill Mount Academy squad. You know, what are some of the few key takeaways from that ball game, and ultimately, what did you see from your team?
Our takeaways from that game were really the confidence that I saw in the girls throughout the game, and just knowing that they actually can compete with people, and I think they really understand that now and know. And the keys to the game, you know, we just saw some girls just stepped it up. Holly Thatcher and Alexis Bradshaw both stepped it up and made some key shots and free throws during the game that kept us in there, but we just came up a little short.
Yeah, you mentioned Holly and Alexis there coming up making some key shots for you, and both are freshmen. So what's the progression been like with those two, and how have they kind of made that transition here early on to the varsity level?
Yeah, we in practice we talk about, you know, making that transition from middle school or junior high to high school, and we've really just kind of really pushed them a lot, just and knowing that they have to step it up for our team. And, you know, it is a huge jump from junior high to high school and playing against upperclassmen. So really just kind of going back to the fundamentals and teaching them, you know, they got to make harder passes, harder cuts, and just keep working on that every day.
Get an opportunity, of course, final game tomorrow night before the holiday break. Trip to McClouth, of course, another Northeast Kansas League showdown, and certainly an opportunity for a win there. They're a team that's 1-3 right now. They're looking at their schedule, and they've played a tough schedule just like you guys have. They got losses to Jeff County North, Moore Hill as well, ACCHS most recently. They do have a win against Pleasant Ridge a week or so back. You know, how much do you know about this McClouth team, and ultimately what do you want to see from your team in this ball game tomorrow night?
We watched a little film last night in our team dinner, and they have some good post players and a few outside shooters that we just have to make sure we know where they're at on the court at all times. And I think if we shut them down, we will have no problem winning.
Despite a win or a loss tomorrow night, you know, what kind of momentum do you want to see? Is it a confidence thing? Is it execution-wise? Just some kind of momentum or positive that you want to carry over into these next couple of weeks when you have this extra practice time?
I would say confidence is our key thing, because I can see it in the girls when they have confidence. Their shots look better. They play as a team, like all around. They just have to know that they have the ability and go out there. And like you said, execute is huge.
That is girls basketball coach for Oskaloosa, Lindsay Newell, joining us here on Locker Room Chats on CARE, presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. They will wrap up the 21 portion of their schedule tomorrow night with a road trip to McClouth, another Northeast Kansas League showdown. Lindsay, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night against McClouth. We will talk to you here in a couple of weeks after the holiday break. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.